Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In 7.5 Lessons About the Brain, neuroscientist Lisa Feldman Barrett distills the complexities of the brain into accessible and engaging narratives that enlighten the everyday reader about the marvels of the human brain. Published amidst a burgeoning interest in neuroscience and psychology, Barrett's book serves as a bridge between academic research and public curiosity, providing a series of enlightening insights into how our brains work, how they shape our lives, and how our understanding of them is continually evolving. Through a combination of scientific rigor and storytelling, Barrett not only demystifies the brain, but also invites readers to think about it in ways they never have before. This book is a testament to the fascinating, intricate, and still largely mysterious organ that resides in our skulls, offering a blend of the latest research findings and perennial wisdom about the human condition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the brain is not for thinking. Contrary to popular belief and traditional academic teachings, Barrett argues in her first lesson that the primary function of the brain is not thinking. Rather, it's to control the energy economy of the body. This perspective shifts the focus from the brain as a purely cognitive processor to a regulator of bodily resources, tasked with ensuring efficient distribution and use of energy. This approach explains why we feel hungry after intense mental activity, and why stress affects our overall health. Barrett's narrative weaves through evolutionary biology to illustrate how the brain's architecture has developed over millennia to prioritize energy management for survival, fundamentally reframing our understanding of basic cognitive functions. Secondly, our brains predict and simulate reality. Barrett elucidates the concept of the brain as a prediction machine. This theory posits that rather than reacting to the world in a passive stimulus-response manner, our brains are constantly predicting the sensory input they will receive and adjusting behaviors and emotions accordingly. These predictions are based on past experiences, cultural context, and current sensory data, creating a simulated reality that helps navigate our environment more efficiently. This concept has profound implications for understanding perception, cognition, and emotion. It challenges the notion of objective reality and individual experience and underscores the importance of context and expectation in shaping our interactions with the world. And thirdly, emotion constructed. Not discovered, Barrett introduces a revolutionary perspective on emotions, arguing that they are not universal, biologically hardwired responses, but are instead constructed by our brains based on culture, context, and learning. This constructionist approach to emotion suggests that our feelings are predictions that the brain makes about sensory input, using past experience to guide current perception and action. This idea upends traditional views of emotions as natural kinds and suggests that emotional expressions vary across different cultures and contexts, highlighting the role of society and environment in shaping how we feel and express emotions. Fourthly, the social reality of the brain. Barrett dwells on the inherently social nature of our brains, emphasizing how deeply interconnected our neural processes are with our social environments. Our brains develop and function within a network of social relationships, and this connectedness is fundamental to our survival and well-being. This section delves into the neuroscience behind empathy, communication, and social learning, illustrating how our brains are wired to connect with others and how these connections influence neural development. It also explores the concept of collective brains, suggesting that human intelligence and culture are emergent properties of social interaction and connectivity. Lastly, the brain is a network. In this part, Barrett demystifies the anatomy of the brain, portraying it not as a collection of discrete regions with specialized functions, but as a flexible, interconnected network. This networked approach to understanding the brain challenges traditional ideas of localization of function and highlights the dynamic, plastic nature of neural connections that allow for learning and adaptation. Barrett introduces readers to the concept of brain plasticity and how our experiences, both physical and emotional, can reshape our neural pathways over time. This insight has powerful implications for neurorehabilitation, learning, and personal transformation. In conclusion, Lisa Feldman Barrett's 7.5 Lessons About the Brain offers an innovative and accessible exploration of the brain that will intrigue not only those with a professional or academic interest in neuroscience, but also readers seeking to understand more about the mysterious organ that influences every aspect of their lives. This book demystifies complex neuroscience concepts, making them understandable and relatable. It's particularly beneficial for educators, students, mental health professionals, and anyone interested in the intersection of psychology, biology, and the personal experience of consciousness. Barrett uniquely combines the latest scientific research with profound insights into human nature, providing readers with tools to better understand themselves and their interactions with the world. It serves as a reminder of the brain's incredible adaptability and potential for growth, making it essential reading for anyone looking to expand their understanding of human nature and the underlying mechanisms that drive our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. If you would like to support Lisa Feldman Barrett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.